Does the Holy Spirit of Truth endorse the false teachings of Romanism? That is the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. When I speak of Romanism, obviously I'm talking about Roman Catholicism. So Romanism is just a shorter word that I use when I talk about the Roman Catholic system or the Roman Catholic Church. First scripture for you today from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So, this verse, ladies and gentlemen, is obviously talking about the Holy Spirit. And we know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And the Holy Spirit works in the heart of the believer to guide the believer. That's what it's talking about. It will guide you into all truth. So we see a distinction there. It says he will shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So he's obviously hearing something, folks. We have the triunity of the eternal Godhead, this person of the Holy Spirit. It's not just a force, as some of the cults would teach today. So it's important that you know, folks, that the Holy Spirit, sometimes called the Holy Ghost, he is going to guide you. If you're interested in the truth, if you're a believer, if you truly want to know the truth, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is going to show you the truth. That's what he does. You know, folks, that's what he did with me. You know, he saved my soul. He led me to Christ. Hallelujah. He showed me the truth. He'll show you the truth in the Word of God, that the Scriptures lit up to me. Illumination, folks, I couldn't get enough of the Word of God. That was the work of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit guided me into truth, and as he guided me into truth, he pulled me out of the system of Roman Catholicism, the Roman Catholic Church. So this is what I want to get across to you today. The title, Does the Holy Spirit of Truth Endorse the False Teachings of Romanism? Of course not. It was the Holy Spirit of truth who pulled me out and showed me the errors, the lies of the Roman Catholic Church, ladies and gentlemen. John 3, 6 to 8, it says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth or wishes, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Folks, when I was born again, that's when I exited the Church of Rome. I had no other choice. The Spirit of truth led me into the truth. Okay, so when I started examining the teachings of Romanism, I saw that they were false. How? By the Word of God. The Spirit of the living God takes the Word, that inspired Word of God, which was written by men who were inspired by that same Holy Spirit. So this is the natural course, the natural progression. When you see the Word, you read the Word, you examine the teachings of whatever system you might be in. Could be Mormonism, could be Islam, could be Romanism, which is what it was with me. And you have a choice to make, ladies and gentlemen. You are either going to follow the teachings of men, or you're going to follow the Word of God. The truth will set you free. So you must be born again, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, as a Roman Catholic, I was baptized as an infant. And they teach that that's when you become a child of God, that you are born again at that time. That is a false teaching. The Holy Spirit of truth showed me that. So the question is, does the Holy Spirit of truth endorse the false teaching of infant baptism? Of course not. Of course not. We learned the wind bloweth where it listeth or wishes, and you hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. You can't tell where the wind is coming from. It says, so is everyone. Listen, everyone that is born of the Spirit. It's not by a priest coming and sprinkling some water on an infant's head who has no idea what is even going on. So that's a man-made tradition. It's a man-made lie. It is not part of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You need the Holy Ghost, folks. John 14 and 26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is called the Comforter. Folks, the Holy Spirit will comfort you. He'll put a peace in your heart. And he's going to bring things to remembrance that you find in the Word of God, the words of Jesus Christ that he spoke. This is the job of the Holy Spirit. Always in agreement with the Scriptures, by the way. Isaiah 8 and 20, it says, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So you must speak according to the Scriptures. Let the Scriptures guide you, folks. That's what you need to realize. The Word of God, the Scriptures, they're like a plumb line. You know, a plumb line is used in the construction industry, people building houses and so on. And you, it has a weight, a string with a weight at the end of it. You nail it to the top of, say, a doorway. You'll be able to see if things are out of whack, if things are crooked, because that plumb line is going to leave a straight line from top to bottom. So keep that in mind. In 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. It was the truth, folks, that set me free from the idolatry of Rome, from the false gospel of Rome, folks. That's what happens, absolutely. So keep that in mind. Does the Holy Spirit of truth endorse the teaching of Rome that we need the Pope's interpretation of the Scriptures or a magisterium? Of course not. Of course not, ladies and gentlemen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 13. It says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save or except the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Oh, yes. You know, folks, when I got saved, you know, here I am bopping along on my way to hell, and I didn't even know it, folks. You know, like most of the rest of the universe, the people in the world, just bopping along, have no idea that I'm marching toward hell. And that's why, you know, I always make it clear to you that it was the Scriptures, it was the truth, it was the Spirit of the living God taking that word to open up my eyes. You see, there's a battle for souls going on, folks. Keep this in mind. Satan hates the truth. He absolutely hates the truth. He hates the true gospel of Jesus Christ. He hates what I'm doing here today. He hates me instructing you in righteousness, telling people how to get saved. He abhors it. He does not want you to know the truth. You know, folks, that was riveted in me, you know, from the time I got saved. So, you know, what really gripped me, you know, since the time I got saved, is when I look at the Christian, I call it Christian clownery going on with so many churches, you know, churches that I've attended, you know, they work hand in hand with Rome. And you say, wait, what is this? What are you doing here? You know, this ecumenical type of thinking. And it's as if, you know, my testimony, folks, is that that the Lord Jesus Christ saved my soul. The Spirit of the living God pulled me out of that darkness. And meanwhile, you look to the right and to the left, everybody's dancing this dance with Rome. And that's why I speak up. I can tell you today, folks, I testify to you today that it is the Spirit of the living God that burns in my heart that is speaking through me right now to you. So don't fall for this Christian clownery is what I call it. You know, many times I've spoken about Mr. Billy Graham and how he's worked with the Church of Rome since at least the 1950s, folks, using Roman Catholics as altar workers at his crusade meetings. Oh, yes. So here I am. The Lord saves my soul out of this. How could I stand by and say nothing, folks? You know, this is it's incredible. It's upsetting to see this stuff go on. You know, what's happening in the land. Franklin Graham, he followed right in his father's footsteps. And in fact, he called his father's working with the Church of Rome one of the smartest things that he ever did. What? Do you see? You see, this is apostasy, folks. You know, you have to say to yourself, does the Spirit of Truth approve or agree with what the Grahams did? Of course not. It would make the Holy Spirit a liar. So here's the deal, folks. You're either going to follow the Lord or you're going to follow man. This is something you have to understand, folks. See, you're either going to take the word of God and say, you know, Jesus, I'm going to serve you, or you're gonna follow after men. You know, ministers dance with these big names because they advance their own ministry and they remain silent. That's what they do. In effect, what they're doing, they're bowing down to men. That's exactly what's happening, folks. They might not admit it, but that's inside, that's what's happening. They're bowing down. They're laying aside the word of God and following men who endorse a false system that preaches a false gospel that damns souls. This is not a light thing. You remember Louis Palau, that he held that rally in 2007, Indianapolis, the late Louis Palau. They worked hand in hand with the Church of Rome. The Church of Rome, they wanted to set up a tent outside the area where this crusade or festival, whatever they call it, was being held. And they agreed to let the Church of Rome set up a tent. Think about this now. And they're allowed, the priests were handing out Roman Catholic materials as the people were going into this crusade, this event. Roman Catholic materials, which included rosary beads, they allowed the Catholic Church to hear confessions. Can you believe this? Hearing confessions on the way inside to this crusade. At that same crusade, there was a former Roman Catholic who printed out his testimony in written form, I guess like a tract. He was escorted off the grounds. Can you imagine this, folks? This is why I speak out. This is why I am warning you once again. Do you see where all of this is heading, ladies and gentlemen? Keep in mind, Rick Warren, often called America's pastor, he referred to Pope Francis as our Pope. What? Our Pope? Do you see, folks? The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Truth, pulled me out of Rome. And here he is, America's pastor, referring to Pope Francis, the leader of Roman Catholicism, as our Pope. Oh, yes. Listen to this. Galatians 1, verses 8 to 10. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. You know, you can advance in this modern day if you work with people that compromise with Rome. You'll go places. in God's sight, you're not going places, folks. Hear me now. What you're doing is you're laying aside the word of God, and you're basically saying it's not a big deal. You see, that's what you're doing. Because if you speak out against these things, it's going to hinder you from getting on those big TV shows, you know, those evangelical type of television shows where you, you know, look at Pat Robertson. He's been working for years. I think he just stepped down from the 700 Club, decades. But all during that time, he worked with the Church of Rome. In fact, the Regent University, that's also part of that ministry, they have Catholic masses set every Tuesday, I believe it is, inside that college. Oh, yes. So this is called compromise. It's called apostasy, folks. But you're never going to hear this. And that's why, you know, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And that's why the church is in such a condition that it is. You see, Roman Catholicism is just another denomination in the sight of many people. But I'm here to tell you that it was the Holy Spirit of truth that set me free from that. Think of Catherine Kuhlman. She was had that healing ministry. She worked hand in hand constantly with the Church of Rome. In fact, most of her listeners, I think, were Roman Catholics. She would have priests and nuns right up there on the platform with her. She believed it lent credibility to her ministry. Can you imagine if this is where we are today? John 14, verses 16 and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So once again, the Holy Spirit's called the Spirit of truth, the Comforter. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Comforter, folks. Thank God that we have a Comforter, the Spirit of truth, who leads us as we open up the Scriptures, as we lay our Bible on the table and start studying the Word of God. We have a Comforter that's going to guide us and lead us. In fact, when you open the Word, folks, pray. Say, Lord, lead me into truth. And if I'm walking in deception, I want to know it before I leave this world. John 14 and 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So Christ is what it's all about, folks. He's the way. He's the one you need. It's not about anybody else. The Holy Spirit of truth will always point you to Jesus Christ. John 15 and 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. You see that? The Holy Spirit of truth will always point you to Christ. You're not going to hear about Mary as they teach in Romanism, and especially people like Pope Francis and Pope John Paul II. So does the Holy Spirit of truth endorse the false teaching concerning Mother Mary? Of course not. Mary is not a mediatrix or a mediator as the Church of Rome wants you to think. Oh, yes. Folks, I've told you many times about, I used to be into the apparitions of Medjugorje, and at one time, that apparition, which is a demon power, by the way, it's not Mary, she said that she was the mediatrix, the mediator between God and them. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine how wicked this devil is, that he appears in the likeness of Mother Mary? But it's not Mary. It's a demon spirit leading souls astray by the millions, folks. Oh, yes. And it was the truth of God's word that set me free. This is what happened, folks. I took the word of God. The Spirit of God anointed that word and showed me all the lies. Oh, yes. Served my wife first. She said it was like the Holy Ghost took one of those yellow highlighting pens and started showing, look, lie, 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 lie. Oh, yes. That's the way the Holy Ghost works, if you want the truth. But if you have a mindset, folks, where you say, I was born Catholic and I'm going to die Catholic. I've heard that, folks. And you're blind. And I might say to you, I will say to you today, you were born blind and you're going to die blind. You're going to die in your sins unless you repent. You will perish. That's the word for you today. saying the live thing, folks. You're hearing the truth here for a reason, and you're hearing the truth here today for a reason, folks. As you see the things going on in the world today, there's still time for you to get right with God. You know, those apparitions of Mary, they talk, the demon power spoke about putting on the armor of God and praying the rosary, basically to keep Satan away, that Satan don't want you to pray the rosary. It's from the pit of hell. Satan does want you to pray the rosary, folks. Oh, you need to know these things. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Remember what was spoken in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 10 to 12. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no other name, folks. Mary's not in that equation, folks. Did you see that? There's no other name. There's only one name. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the only name by which you can be saved. You don't have to go through Mother Mary to get to him, by the way. Another falsity, another false teaching of the Church of Rome. Many just simply ignore it. I'm here to tell you today, folks. You're coming through Jesus to get to heaven or you won't be there. You will not be there. There's no other name that rules out Mary, rules out any other person, rules out Pope John Paul II, who they made a saint, rules out Mother Teresa, who they made a saint. Put down the beads, folks. Put your faith in the Lord. Read the Bible for yourself. Does the Holy Spirit of truth endorse the Roman Catholic Mass and transubstantiation? Of course not. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been reconciled back to God by the death of Christ on the cross. That's what the Holy Spirit of truth showed me. He showed me I've been redeemed, I've been justified. How? By the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank God for the blood of Jesus. I love saying that, the blood of Jesus. Why? It's my only hope. A wretch without Christ, folks. We're all wretches. we were all on our way to hell. And until the Lord shined the light into your heart and you understood, wow, Christ died for me. Hallelujah. Romans 5:6-10. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Let me stop there. Folks, he died for the ungodly no matter who you are. You're ungodly, but he died for you. Now you have a choice. What will you do with that? You see, verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure, or perhaps for a good man, somebody even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Hallelujah is all I can say, folks. Hallelujah. Look at that. God commended his love toward us, me, you, while you, me, were yet sinners. He died for us. Look at this now. You can be justified, folks, by his blood, by something he did already. You can be saved from wrath by something he did on the cross. We were enemies, folks. I was an enemy of God, bopping along on my way to hell, partying, drinking, doing this, doing that. Yeah, where was I going, folks? On the way to hell, just like you, just like you. And in fact, if you don't know that you were on the way to hell, you're not saved. You have to understand that, folks. Nobody's getting into heaven because they're goody two-shoes. It ain't going to happen, folks. So I was reconciled back to God. I don't need a Roman Catholic priest to do transubstantiation to take a wafer host and transform that into the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. That's an insult to Jesus Christ. It's the insult of insults. To bring the creator of all things back down onto your Roman Catholic altar and say that's him. That's an insult. He paid the price. He's Christ. He's the risen Christ. He's God Almighty. He's the creator of all things. And you're going to put him in a wafer every day, several thousand, hundreds of thousands of times a day on Catholic altars throughout the world? It's an insult. You're holding back the truth from the people. The reason Rome persecuted Christians and murdered them and burnt them at the stake is because the devil was behind that, because the devil hates the truth. That's simple. Simple, folks. I knew that from the day I was saved. How? By the Spirit of truth. That's how I knew, folks. So, does the Holy Spirit of truth endorse the Roman Catholic teaching of purgatory? Of course not. Think about this, that people are in a place called purgatory, where people are now bringing donations to their pastors and priests and asking that the priest will say a mass for their loved ones who they think are in purgatory. For years, they'll be saying prayers because they think Uncle Charlie or Aunt Mary is in purgatory and they want to get them out. They don't want them to suffer long. So they keep having masses and they make donations. Billions of dollars, by the way, have come into the Roman Catholic Church that way. Yet you will not hear pastors in this modern day warning about these things. They remain silent. It's incredible. It's incredible. There's no purgatory. Remember what Jesus said after he rose from the dead? It says, Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. It means good news to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Look at that. But he that believeth not shall be damned. No mention of a middle ground or purgatory. It doesn't exist, folks. You believe, if you're born again, you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you're right with God. But if you don't turn to the Lord, you're going to be damned. I'm speaking to people, you're listening today, you know you're not saved. You will be damned. How much more serious can it get than that, folks? This is the risen Christ. This is the one who took your sins upon himself. This is your only way out. It was the Son of Man, the Son of God, taking our sins upon himself. He conquered sin and death for us. So the resurrection, the whole point, folks, is when he rose from the dead, he's proving, first of all, who he is. And the fact that he did this, he took on human flesh so that he could rescue wretches like me and you. You put your faith in him, and the same Spirit, the Spirit of the living God that rose him from the dead, will raise you up also, folks. That's why you will not be in heaven except you come through Christ. That goes for every person in the world. So no matter where you are, folks, no matter where you're living today, it could be Russia, it could be Ukraine, it could be America, it could be England, it could be Australia. It does not matter. It could be Israel. Listen to me. If you've never been saved, if you've never put your faith in Jesus Christ, if you've never been born again the biblical way, you are in darkness. Hear me now. You could die tonight. You can get in a car accident. You could just drop dead of a heart attack, a stroke. You will die in your sins, folks. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. They're faking it, or they're preaching a false gospel. You're hearing the truth here today, folks. You want to get saved, you're going to come to Christ, or you will never be saved. So I'm going to leave it right there, folks. Don't forget what the title of the message was. Does the Holy Spirit of truth endorse the false teachings of Romanism? The answer to that is absolutely not, and you be blessed.